Okay, and we're live.
Hello, K-Casters. Welcome back to the shitty shit you've heard before.
So
we've dropped in quality yet again.
Yup. What else is new?
Anyways.
to celebrate our 1 year of the podcast.
We're gonna pop the fuck off.
Yeah, we are. There is nothing held from here. He is scrolling on his Twitter. I am scrolling on mine just to find shit.
Like I just said to Brianna, my timeline has been nothing but all of fights. So I see nothing but fan wars. And this is going to be interesting. I think one of the most recent things that we can start with is Ailey getting blacklisted by her company.
I didn't know about this.
Uh-huh. Singer Ailey was blocked from her former agency, YMC/DreamT, to promote her new album on music shows. They blocked her for sketchbook, music shows, immortal songs, and more.
Wow.
I don't know a lot about the situation, but it's not right.
How the hell
it
are you
is
gonna blacklist Ailey?
Exactly, this is Ailey.
Like, dude. Here's something I
actually
really today
thought SM home. Was...
Remember what you were telling me about Twice as Mina?
Yes, Twice as Mina also, she's not being blacklisted.
No, thank you.
But, as JYP should never, but Mina is not going, is being pulled from promotions-ish. Their Twice Lights tour thingy, I guess, for mental health issues. I think it's actually her physical health, too.
I think so. Because I have seen stuff with their physical health lately.
Mm-hmm. But, it's mental and physical.
One of our favorite YouTubers and person who's actively involved in the Hallyu wave is Ashley. I'm on her her K-pop Twitter, which is Jinju Hallyu Fever, and it's fun. Her her display name is TOP is still my ultimate bias. But she said in reference to this. Do what must be done. One of the few companies to publicize their mental health initiatives is JYP. And that is true. That is the one thing I have noticed. But she also said, being an entertainer is a job and it can lead to serious stress. Let's not jump onto the you're overworking them bandwagon. More than half of us are tuned into content about our faves more than they are actually working. Our constant access to company plus fan created content can give many the wrong idea. Support her break and the rest of her group.
Yes.
Exactly.
Could not have said it better. All right, well, I can't find it, so let's just dip into this piping hot tea.
Go for it.
So, I saw this shading tweet that I kind of agree with in a sense of that, to be honest, it's true. So, the tweet was, I'm trying to remember this off the top of my head. It was other groups being successful in places other than Korea, and then it was, like, armies, and that video of, like, that girl screaming.
Which one?
Yeah. The one of, like, the girl throwing a fit was, like, the short hair, and then she's like, ah! And then she, like, covers her face. That one.
Okay.
So, naturally, people went into the comments and went off. They were like, oh, really? What other groups? Groups such as Monster X, NCT, GOT7, Blackpink. Who else is doing shit in America right now? Anybody who's doing anything in America is obvious. Like, they are working towards success in America and, like, other places. Because, look, at this point, BTS has gotten so big to the point where they're on their own division.
Right.
So any success that doesn't hit BTS is still success,
mm-hmm.
because at this point there's no, you can't beat BTS.
There is no beating BTS, which in a sense, I'm happy for all the success that BTS has had over the past year. But I kind of want other groups to shine. I want to see other groups shine as well.
Exactly. I think this is going to sound malicious, but I think that once BTS does eventually disband, because
it's going to happen.
It's inevitable. When they do eventually disband, I feel like that's going to be when groups are going to take on in their influence and maybe possibly rise above.
Right.
Internet Nathan actually mentioned a quote. This is a quote that I remember perfectly. It was talking about how second gen groups, aka Psy, Wonder Girls, 21, Big Bang, that era, they opened up a window of opportunity. BTS just kicked down the front door. That's a pretty good way.
Right. It's definitely a good way to
like visualize it.
Yeah.
That's good. I think that's enough on that topic.
Right.
Other groups deserve success. Don't be mad when people are doing something as well, because your faves can't have it all.
That's what I'm saying. Like this year for the billboards, I didn't even vote. Last year I did vote for BTS. Whenever I could, because I wanted them to succeed. But this year, you had BTS, Monsta X, and GOT7 in that category. I enjoy all of these men. I'm not going to put votes into a single one.
This is why I don't vote at all. I hate voting. Because fandom propaganda is always going to be, oh, we're just beating last year's records. We're just doing... No, it's a competition. Voting's a competition. K-pop stans will make anything into a competition.
I just read something that made me laugh. Hold on. K-pop is fucking weird when stans of one group are like, they're the best. Why do people have to go out of their way to disprove them? LMAO. When a child says their mom is the best, do you weirdos go like, your mom flopped, my mom outsold, and drop fan cams? Like, what are you doing, weirdos? And their display picture is Jin.
I think I did see that. But it's true. I don't understand that. Why, when someone goes, oh my god, yes, you know, my group actually is, like, out here doing stuff or whatever, then you automatically have to shut them down. Why can't we support our faves without it threatening your faves?
Pretty much. I've also just noticed something on my timeline. Okay, this goes mainly for ARMY. You gotta stop tweeting shit that we don't want them to see. Mom June has found out that we say nam titties.
Nice.
And he was like, what? It's bad enough that they find out what they do find out through us. So, let's not make it worse. Let's keep some things to ourselves, people.
Oh, no.
What?
So, people are trying to, actually, this isn't bad, kind of, but it's like putting down other groups. Kind of, because people are trying to get Pentagon their first win.
Right.
So some people were like, sorry, this isn't about blank. Pentagon debuted in 2016, so they won their first win. They're also talented and they deserve recognition. They'll have a comeback on July 17th. It may be their last OT9 comeback. Please support and share these and whatever.
Right.
And like all the people are doing it. It's a good but bad thing, because I understand you're setting aside your faith who have already won to help another group. I guess I just don't like the fashion that it's going about. Like, this isn't about... I don't like that. I don't like that phrase.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because Jin was enlisting.
Well, what's it called? Did you see that... Cause SJ Label is just Super Junior, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Kangen's willingly leaving the group.
It's about fucking time. Oh my god.
Yep. I also just found out, and this was something I didn't need to know because my wallet is crying. The gloves that J-Hope wears in Mic Drop and Tear cost $725.
Oh my god.
My wallet is crying.
I mean, when you're a literal, like, billionaire.
Right, that's pocket change, but this is also the group that still gets excited when they get shit for free. I mean, I can't blame them. Free shit's free shit.
Free shit is free shit.
And there was another tea that I wanted to spill, which was about People and KCON. Because people are demanding refunds because Everglow can no longer be a part of the lineup because of their visas. This is not KCON's fault. This has nothing really to do with KCON. This has to do with their company, their management, and their visas. Somewhere along the line, information was filled in incorrectly. So, that has nothing to do with KCON. The fact that you're demanding a refund and you are only going for one group proves you are the worst kind of person.
Clearly.
Yes. That's all I gotta say.
Hyphen. Oh my god, that makes me think, since we're on the topic of tea, I've been consuming some rather old tea.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, actually. I found this person on YouTube who makes, like, these videos about, she has this series, I think her name's Chiani Lisu?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She makes these, she has this series about the worst entertainment companies. And so far on this list, she has covered Open World Entertainment and whatever East Lights Entertainment was called. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Lettuce Entertainment. And there was someone else. Hang on. Let me do my research real quick.
I was saying, but we've been knew that Pletus wasn't great, so.
Yeah. please tell me that. Man, I, so Kyla, ex-Priston member Kyla.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you say your name? Because I always say Kayla.
Kyla. Her name's Kyla.
Okay.
Ex-Priston member Kyla, who actively has, you know, a Twitter account and Instagram and whatever. She came out of nowhere talking about how, because an all K-pop ad got a hold of her, apparently, supposedly shading Pletus, which she never did.
Mm-hmm.
And so she talked about, she started going off about how she really appreciates Pletus and how Pletus took care of her and how they pushed her to be a better artist and all this other stuff. And everybody in the comments was like, were you forced to write this? like, was this forced? Okay, here. So, she has covered Pletus, TS Entertainment, Media Line Entertainment, and Open World Entertainment, and the Entertainment Pascal. So, as everyone knows, Pletus sucks at managing. That's their issue.
Mm-hmm.
ES doesn't know how to pay, and they also don't understand the meaning of health. Media Line Entertainment and Open World Entertainment abuse their idols. East Light was abused physically and mentally, actually,
mm-hmm.
and they were under Media Line and Open World Entertainment. The CEO sexually abused several.
Apparently, 17 was, I guess, a build or something.
Uh-huh.
And it said someone yelled, "That's my baby," and Hoshi yelled, "Mom?"
Yes, Yes, I follow that.
So you were talking about mental health, and I snorted, and I wanted to apologize because I wasn't laughing at you.
I figured. I was about to be like, what the fuck?
You know better than that.
I know. I will continue.
Go ahead.
I forgot where I was. Media Line Abuse is the company that has Eastlight, which came to light about, like, last year, that the members actually went to a press one member, the leader, went to a press conference to talk about the abuse that was happening through, I think, one of their managers or a producer of some sort,
mm-hmm.
who would, like, physically beat them and threaten to kill them if they told their parents.
Jesus.
Yeah. So that's actually still going down. And Open World Entertainment, the CEO sexually harassed about, like, six or more of his female trainees. And since he had two boy groups, he would force them to join in sexually abusing these trainees. That's the word.
Right.
Yeah. And the last one, the Entertainment Pascal, which are the company that owns Stellar.
Right.
And Stellar is now disbanded, but they were exploited of their bodies and forced to do sexual concepts. Even if the members were comfortable in the outfits, the MVs were portrayed in a light that actually was a very traumatic experience for one of the members who was supposed to be drinking milk as in, like, a symbol for longing for somebody, and it was portrayed in such a disgusting way that she can no longer drink milk.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Isn't it? Oh, this is the perfect time to yet again bring up how girl groups and boy groups are treated. Because, let's be honest, did you know it took Girls' Generation 11 years to get a light stick?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take NCT? A year?
If that.
2 years-ish?
Jesus.
Some of the other points, because she made the same person made a video about comparing how boy groups and girl groups are treated. They mentioned that WikiMeki and Gugudan, sister groups to Astro and Vix,
yep.
never got season's greetings for this past year.
Oh, wow.
They never got season greetings, even though Vix and Astro did. Let's see, what else? Companies put more effort into their boy groups than girl groups because boy groups sell better.
Wow.
Well, just let that one sink in. And girl groups kind of fucking get it worse.
Yeah, they do.
And if you didn't notice, have you ever seen a boy group have to alter their choreography or get banned off of a music show for way too sexual choreography?
Nope.
Do you know how it's happened way too many times to girl groups? Girl groups constantly get banned all the time. Or they have to alter choreography.
Yet their skirts still stay short as hell.
That makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I think I'm just very protective of women. I'm just very protective in general, but especially when it comes to
somebody at the window in Korea.
Huh?
When you came to my job with me, you were like, some guy tried to say something. You were like, what?
I don't like when people that I care about are put into situations that could be detrimental to them.
Right.
And this pertains to idols as well. So whenever I see idols are wearing such, like, female idols are wearing short outfits or something, short dresses, skirts, whatever, what have you. If they do not have safety shorts on, I panic, okay? This happened with Lovelace. Lovelace was wearing, like, a short skirt or something, and they didn't have safety shorts, and I almost had a fucking panic attack. Give your idol safety shorts. They deserve them.
I can't remember which group it was, but we were watching a video. It was like this guy tried to record a group, a girl group walking, and he was trying to like film up their skirts. I'm like,
that was twice. That was twice. He tried to record up Suyu's skirt.
If I were near him and I saw that, when I tell you, I would knock that fucker down so quick.
I would literally yeet his phone,
into the street. I'm wrapping my arm around his throat and I'm strangling a motherfucker.
This makes me think about how Momo's incident. You know about it?
I'm not sure.
Momoland. Momoland's incident.
Still not.
Where they had a fan meet in Mexico and some guy jacked off.
Oh my god.
Like, publicly.
Like,
that's disgusting.
It's so disgusting. That, and it was was it SNSD? That he tried to take her off the stage?
Yep. Taeyeon. Member Taeyeon got dragged off stage during a performance.
It's like, number one, how'd that guy get through fucking security?
I don't fucking know. This is why I can't do, like, if somebody tried to do those, like, try not to get mad challenge things, I'd lose. I would lose. I get so pissed. There's so much in K-pop that pisses me off.
By the way, speaking of, because we mentioned I mentioned T.O.P. earlier. He is out of the army.
I know. I miss him.
I'm sitting here, and I'm like, you know what? He's got to keep under the radar, but how much you want to bet he fucking found Sungri and beat his ass.
Oh my, I need a video of T.O.P. literally beating the shit out of Sungri.
No. I need T.O.P. to lay low to not get in trouble again. I need video of GD beating him with a Gucci belt.
With a Gucci belt? Why does it have to be a Gucci?
Have you seen some of these Gucci belts? They got the big bedazzled G on them. So everyone would know he got his ass beat by G-Dragon. I'm okay, I promise.
You know, since we're on the Sungri topic.
Fucker. He don't get a name, he's fucker.
There's this YouTuber by the name of, at one point, was XOXO. She now goes by the name of Melon Thought because she resigned from K-pop. And when she resigned from K-pop, she brought up this very, very good point of, we do not know our idols. We don't fucking know these people.
No.
We don't. And the fact that you can pretend, think about it, for years people have been standing Big Bang thinking we knew who they are, and then suddenly, you know, topped as weed, and fucking Sungri runs a prostitution rink. Are we gonna pretend that we know these people now?
No.
The fuck?
We can know facts about them. We know what they let us know.
Exactly. And then even then, some of that stuff might not even be true.
Seriously. Like, it could just be, listen, this is what we're doing. And we're gonna hide everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, for all we know, some of our idols might like to keep puppies on their fucking free time.
Let me tell you, I don't care if you're my favorite or not. I see you kicking a puppy, I'm kicking you.
I agree.
You could be my top favorite of the group. If I see that, uh-uh.
No. I didn't.
That doesn't fly.
Which is why I was so quick to drop Sungri.
Yep. You can't hear us in our try not to sing video, but we're like, oh, Big Bang's four members, right? Yep, four members.
Literally, I in an attempt to drop the video today, And when I watched it, you know, because he was talking about how K-pop became what it is. And, you know, how, like, people say that BTS paved the way? Actually, the Sotaji boys did, because they're the creation of K-pop. I totally forgot about them.
Oh, my God. I forgot about them, too, because I've heard of them.
They literally were the start of K-pop.
Didn't I miss this? No, I'm talking about, because our group chat keeps popping off, and I could have swore I muted it.
Mm-hmm. They went from... Recently, they went from being on the 8 hours mute, and now they're on the always mute.
I had it on the 8 hours mute because I was at work, and we were talking about PDX. Speaking of PDX, Byung-chan, he left Produce X 101 due to health reasons.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw the tweet about it.
Oh.
Wow, that's a lovely tweet. I mean, move, but... No, one of my mutuals follows this person, and it just says, Jay Park, please, fuck me. move, but... Okay, hold on. I gotta pause this real quick, because I'm about to go inside where it's loud, so I'm gonna... And we're active again.
What's up? We're back.
Sorry.
I'm talking about how Kangen has finally decided to yeet himself out of the fucking picture.
Thank God. Oh, okay. I figured out what happened with Byung-chan. He was getting increasing pains in his Achilles tendons. This person tweeted it wrong. But, in addition, Byung-chan will not be participating in tonight's Mnet special stage for MOVE with the rest of Sixshi. So, that was that.
So, did you know that people are mad because Juhan said that he personally thinks he's one of the best rappers?
Wow.
He was literally just being confident in himself. And then people are now getting mad because Monbebes keep going saying that Juhan and Changhyun are the best rappers. Which, in my personal opinion, they are not wrong.
No. Like, when it comes to who I think are the best rappers, it's those two, Suga, and Jackson.
What comes to my mind is Juhan and Changhyun,
mm-hmm.
Ravi.
Yes, Ravi's on that list. I forgot.
Yes, because Ravi flows BY, PH1, Loco, pretty much anyone from Higher. DPR, like, I know a lot of really great rappers because, you know, I watched Show Me the Money and I'm Pretty Rap Star and...
Right, that's the thing, like, you're more into rap than I am.
I love rap, oh my god, I love all of music, I tend to constantly search for new music.
Right.
And in that adventure, I end up coming across things like Show Me the Money and I'm Pretty Rap Star and Immortal Songs and King of Mass Singer, things like that. Those talent show stuff, that stuff, that's what I end up watching. And that's why I know so many artists and I end up standing so many people.
Wait, did you see we have a text from James?
Do we?
And it's funny because we were just talking about this. James said, well, this is going to be interesting unless Byung-chan somehow got eliminated, which is unlikely. I was like, wait, are we talking live and didn't realize it?
I feel like he just knows.
I swear, he's weird like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the guy, but...
He just knows.
He just knows and it scares me.
He always scares me.
By the way, he actually told me something pretty interesting about, Produce X in the chat yesterday on Rabbit. Apparently, Baekhyun loves, I think Hyunjin? Like, Baekhyun apparently actively watches Produce. And people are mad that he has a favorite. And that he let it be known who his favorite is. Why does it matter?
You have faves, and you let everybody know that you have a fave.
Seriously, like, the fuck?
Why can't he? He probably takes interest in artists the same way we do.
Seriously, and it's not like the other seasons of Produce where it was a very short time that we're having this group. Like, I think it was IOI had 1 year.
Around 1 year.
Yeah. 101 had technically 2.5. And now, whatever group that's going to come out of this one is going to have 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a group we're going to have for a while. For him to have a fave is pretty normal, in my opinion.
And I mean, who knows? Maybe it'll, you know, kind of, who knows? Maybe his fave is going to end up in the final, you know, the final lineup.
Being that Hyunjin has been in the top five since, like, week two, I'm pretty sure he's going to debut with this group.
Probably. But then again, this is Produce, and we're never sure.
True. We're going to have to wait for this coming elimination.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, I'm not ready.
I've already said who I wanted to say. Well, I mean,
not on the air with RK casters. He said it with me.
I know.
By the way, I wanted to point out, since I've been watching Mafia a lot lately, I saw fucking Unu's his fried chicken commercial. I've seen that he was in a commercial for virtual reality.
Why does Astro promote the weirdest thing? Oh, honey, I got tea.
Ooh, go for it.
Okay. So, as some of you may know, it has come to our realization that Winwin is no longer a member of NCT 127.
I didn't know this.
He was removed.
Why?
Because he's in Wavy and Korea is not on good terms with China.
Fuck out of here.
So SM thought that because he's in Wavy and also 127, that he was going to most likely damage the reputation of NCT. So people were already mad about this. Obviously. I'm still mad. And it came to be that SM decided to release the metal straws that has the members of 127 on it, except Winwin.
Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Now SM is totally refusing that Wavy is even an NCT subunit.
But it's been an NCT subunit since they fucking came up with Ooh! I'm pissed.
Welcome to the club. See, the thing is, what I don't understand is why. I understand that Korea is not on good terms with China.
Right.
I get that. That's like a literal like cultural country thing. But you can't even make a metal straw with his name on it. You're already making, and let's face it, people are like really upset that that Jungwoo is a member of 127 instead of Winwin, even though, I mean, people are mad that Jungwoo got added to the 127 lineup, and like other like strictly U members didn't, like 10.
Right.
That I can kind of understand, because 127 is like the main thing.
Right.
But like, 1-1 does not deserve to be removed.
Seriously.
I don't know why.
That's some bullshit.
It is some bullshit.
Speaking of bullshit, while we're on that topic, it has also come to the attention of many people between Twitter and Facebook that one of the stars of the Disney Channel show, Jesse, has passed away at the age of 20. His name was Cameron Boyce.
Yes. And then people decided to be disrespectful.
Yeah.
So disrespectful.
And it's not the first time I've seen it, but this shit's got to stop. Maybe he wouldn't have died if he didn't stand blank. Fuck out of here. He had a condition that involved seizures. He was a 20-year-old. He was a very talented young actor. He started on Disney Channel when I was just getting out of it. But the kid I babysat used to love Jessie, and she was a big fan of The Descendants.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have seen The Descendants movie, so I do know who he is.
Right. I used to watch him mainly on Jessie.
And the thing is, there are actually people who are framing K-pop. Like, there are people who are out there who are making fake stan accounts
so that they can go,
oh, stan Luna, or, oh, maybe you wouldn't have died if you would stand blank. This is not okay. You are literally disrespecting someone who meant something to people.
Right. Because, like I said, it's not the first time I've seen it. The first couple times I saw it involved people who were grieving the death of a parent.
Yeah.
And or a friend. And that shit is not okay. I don't know why it makes you think you're cool or that you're funny. Because it just makes you a dick.
It really does.
For all intents and purposes, this was someone's child.
It was not to mention all the friends that he's made from the shows that he's done.
That's what I'm saying. Between all the friends he's made, his parents. Like, imagine their reaction when they walked in and found their 20-year-old dead.
Like, and then not only that, but to see under a lot of the posts that are honoring him, oh, maybe you wouldn't have died if you would stand. And then a random girl group fan cam or some sort of fan cam.
Right. It's so disrespectful. And you just... It's aggravating.
Like, I feel like what sucks the most is, like, this is a human being who passed away at a very, very young age. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if people were doing this to Jonghyun, but I know that there were people... Actually, this happened recently. Some meme account mentioned Jonghyun and told his their fans, their followers or whatever, to go bash his account with like weird emojis and shit.
Oh hell no!
And that is so disrespectful. And then it's just disrespectful to do anything to someone who has passed away. Like so disrespectful, that is so hurtful, but, like, apparently these people don't give a fuck because they're clearly human trash.
Yep.
Not even human, just trash.
Right. There's a siren in the background, hold on. I held my phone over the speaker trying to block that as much as I could.
nice.
But, and it's like, I just saw Ashley tweeted something. There's toxicness in every fandom. That's not something we can get around. However, you can not be a part of the problem.
Yeah, that is one way to do it.
Like, you know, this was a young kid that a lot of people probably looked up to. I say probably because I didn't follow him too much. Because, like I said, he was when I was getting out of Disney Channel. Hold on, there's another siren.
Oh my god.
It's not even just that. Unfortunately, this is also kind of a PCA to people who live near their elderly relatives, go check on them. They don't like to turn on the air conditioner when it's 91 degrees outside. We had this problem with Grandma. She didn't.
Oh my God.
She would never want to turn on the air conditioner, or she would never want to drink water. That's how we noticed she had the first stroke. So, that's what's been going on lately. It's been 91 plus degrees. Elderly don't want to turn on their air conditioner, and they're dying of heat stroke.
Mm-hmm.
So, go check on your elderly neighbors. If you know there's no one nearby. But, like I was saying, don't be that account. Don't be that person. Because for one second, put yourself in their shoes. And you found your parents like that, your best friend. And unfortunately, he had a seizure disorder that he was getting taken care of. It's just, sometimes it's not enough. Another siren. Are we done with the sirens now? You got the damn siren on. It means you could go through a red light. Just keep going. This one's slow riding. Alright. But, yeah. Don't be that asshole. Please, I beg of you.
Literally, if you've ever had someone in your life pass, you should know that it's not easy to deal with.
Yeah, because that's these accounts are the people who, even when their own family members pass away, still find a way to make a joke about it. Granted, I will say this. When my father passed away, I did make a joke, but I was being 100% truthful about it. Because my father was an alcoholic, and he spent most of my college fund on alcohol. So when he passed away, I was not fazed by it. I knew he had a heart condition, and I knew he was a heavy drinker. So I looked at my family when they told me that he passed away and said, "Mommy got tired of his bullshit and said, you got to come with me." And then she was in heaven and he was in purgatory and she was just throwing stones. Like, that was exactly how I dealt with my father's death, because that's what I firmly believe. To this day, I still firmly believe it. I watched, this man had so much shit happen to him that was unrelated to the heart problem that I'm pretty sure it had to be my mother. Fucking fell through three stories and lived. He stumbled out of it. He didn't even break anything. And the building was imploded.
Yes, I have found. Honey, I got tea. I found an account that's starting fan wars.
Oh, really?
Yes. Their at is Jimin Galleries. And actually, they're an NCT account. Wow. So their pin tweet is, "Army's coming for Taeyong when J-Hope the Centaur dances like Chris Brown after 5 years of drug abuse."
Wow.
Ten and Lisa with their backup dancers Jimin, Momo, Sugi, and Yugyeom.
Was it Jimin's gallery?
Yeah. Jimin Galleries.
Okay.
And then their thing is, like, 10. Like,
hold on.
Their display name is 10, like the number.
There's no results for them.
You have to go into, like,
No, basically, when you type it in on the Twitter search, it says there is no results when you go to people.
Oh, fine, I'll send you one of their tweets. I got you. I got you, boo-boo. There you go. On Twitter. See, now it's only those few that I find that are problematic. But, you know, I'm not gonna stop here. We know this. Let's look to your tweets and replies. Oh! Oh, that's why. thoughts on Jonghyun being a weak human?
Oh, lovely.
Worry about Ten showed earlier. Mm-hmm. That's upsetting. Nice.
I like how it's called Jimin's Gallery, but it's all NCT.
Exactly, and mainly Wavy, because they're clearly a 10 stan.
Yeah. Oh my god. Like, I'm just... And people... Because I'm screen recording, so people can actually see everything that is on this person's account. I'm done.
What? I'm so tired. I am so tired of people dragging Jonghyun's name into where it does not fucking belong.
Yep.
I have said this multiple fucking times. I have expressed this many times. Jonghyun was not a sad thing in K-pop. Was it heartbreaking? Yes. Did it hurt a lot of people? Yes. But all real shallows and people who did love him for him do not think of him as some sort of that, whatever that is hurting my ears.
It's a car alarm.
We don't think of him as like this sad moment in history that we can use for pity points. No.
No.
To me, he was one of the happiest things in K-pop. Like
seriously, like I was extremely late coming into SHINee, and that was like the first thing I said to you.
Mm-hmm.
Was just like how bright his smile was.
In my no one smiles brighter than Jonghyun, and I say this as an ultimate Leo stan. There is nobody in K-pop who smiles brighter than Jonghyun, and I will solely believe that till the day that I die.
Yep.
Like I'm gonna write that in my like will and whatever, and make sure that everybody knows that. I want to put that on my tombstone, you know, get it all over my grave, you know.
Right.
Like, there is nobody who smiles brighter than Jonghyun. There is no one, in my opinion, who's way more talented than Jonghyun. Jonghyun was insanely talented.
Right. Dude, so that one stage, that one stage you showed me fucked me up.
The, excuse me, Miss Stage?
No.
What stage did I show you?
The one he did with, I think it was, oh crap. I think it was like Internet War or something.
Oh yeah, Internet War with Taemin.
Yeah.
Where he was shirtless.
Demon
Syndrome. And handcuffed.
Listen.
Demon Absolutely Syndrome. Played that song. Stop putting Jonghyun's name in shit that
it doesn't
involve him.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to bring his name into your petty ass fan wars.
Hell no.
There is no reason for you to use his name to start fan wars.
Shouldn't be doing fan wars anyway. For fuck's sake, they're all friends.
I think fan wars are natural. It's going to happen no matter what people are naturally.
Without a doubt, it's natural. But when you're pitting groups that are friends against each other, no.
I'm waiting for the day that we stop looking at K-pop as a competition.
Seriously. Like, I mean, granted, Korea has a lot more competition music shows
mm-hmm.
than the States do. in the sense of, you know, Music Core, Music Bank, the show. We don't have that here in the States.
Which, I'm not even pertaining towards that. Like, they just make everything a competition. Wow, hi, Wonho, Jesus, holy shit. Sorry.
Mood. Accurate. Yes. All the things.
Oh, my God. Anyways. Like, I'm not even pertaining towards that. It's more of literally everything is a competition. Oh, well, my idol can do this. My idol does this. Your idol can't do this. Your idol could never. Oh, my God, flops. My idol outsold.
I keep seeing that, and it's like the BTS aunties talking about, like, J-Hope compared to somebody else. I'm like, why are we comparing them?
They're literally two different artists. Leave them the fuck alone.
They're two different artists, and the majority of the time I see it's with the dancing or high notes, and I'm like, okay, but if you're going to compare J-Hope's rapping to Yongjae's singing, you got two different ends of the spectrum there. Like, granted, Hoseok does have a very nice singing voice. We don't hear it often because he's a rapper. Just like we hear Yongjae sing more than we ever hear him rap, if we've ever heard him rap. I'm trying to think, and I don't think we've ever heard him rap. You don't understand. I'm playing old GOT7 in my head, trying to think if we heard him mimic Jackson's rap. That's about it.
Oh, my God. Wait, Yongjae doing a diss track, please?
Oh, my God.
Suddenly, I need that.
I know, right? That's why I got really... I'm not gonna lie, when I was watching Mafia, I got really confused because they mentioned JB having a comeback, and I'm sitting there going, what? Hell? And then they mentioned it was just two. I'm like, the f- how old's this episode? March 5th, 2019. Jesus.
Whose debut? Wait, what?
It was just two.
Oh.
Because I'm trying to compare the just two and then Mafia and Jesus.
Why is Kenny like this?
I don't know.
I'm sending this to you because you need to laugh.
Oh.
I mean, we were talking tea, but that's not important right now.
We got so far off the topic of tea, it was ridiculous.
It's fine. It's fine. There's a lot of shit going on in K-pop, and I need everybody to just calm the fuck down. I was talking about how, like, everything's, like, a fucking competition. And nobody can ever catch a break. You ever realize that?
Yep.
That no matter who you stand, no matter if you're a multi or solo, you can still never catch a break.
Because
your fandom is probably always fighting.
Wow.
Hmm.
So... Just Two had their debut on March 5th. The episode where they mentioned JB's comeback aired on March 30th. They're like, oh, JB just had a comeback. Yeah, sure, he did.
Sure.
Let's go with that.
We'll call that recent.
Oh, God, that game. Dude, did you see that EXO did that?
No.
Yeah, there. Somebody made a comment on it, and I had to laugh. It was, he's in the army for 2 days, and this is what's happening.
Oh, my God.
Because,
A Schumann? No.
No, Dio. He's officially in the army now.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I saw that they sent him off. Like,
Kung Su's been in the army for 2 days, and this is the shit they're pulling. I think we should probably end it here. We're hitting an hour at this point.
That's fine.
And we're kind of running out of things to say.
I'm sure I can find shit to say.
Okay, let me reiterate this. I'm getting a headache.
Loki Sam.
And it doesn't help that I have to keep my phone lit up, and my home screen right now is the picture of our Agabongs at the GOT7 concert. So the green is aggravating my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the green and your blue, because we had yours set on teal blue for the picture.
Well, that's because we were fucking with the app.
That's because we were
which
to
didn't
picture.
Work!
No one's talking to you.
How is Jungkook so thick, but stands like such a tiny anime girl? I don't get it.
I remember you. But I'm on the phone. I don't know. It's Jungkook.
I think I've stopped questioning.
I've stopped questioning the Demon Sin Child line a long time ago.
Oh, I mean, NCT Dream are, I just remember this. NCT Dream are finally getting a comeback after being, what, shoved under the rug?
Pretty much.
For how long now?
By the way, I forgot to tell you, I figured out who fills Demon Sin Child number 4.
Who?
Dino.
Yay! Wait, let me update the list.
For those of you who don't know, I have a Demon Sin Child list. It starts off...
I will...
Go ahead, you read it off.
I got you, okay. The official Demon Sin Child list that is on my phone... Number 1 is Taemin. Number 2 is Yugyeom. Number 3 is Jungkook. Number 4 was nothing, but now has been filled for Dino. Let me just write that in. Dino. Number 5 is Han, and number 6 is Changbin. That is the current list.
Of Demon Sin Children.
Mm-hmm. It probably shouldn't be called Demon Sin Child List, Demon Sin Children List. There we go. The children of the Demon Sin.
There we go. Isn't that how it would technically be said if we follow Korean sentence structure?
Yeah.
Alright.
I mean... If we really want to get technical, the children of the sin demon.
That works too. Actually, that sounds nice. All right, K-casters, it is 1:38 in the morning.
I need a nap.
Same. So we will be back eventually with a new episode.
We haven't said anything about our 1 anniversary. You realize that?
I forgot that, like, the main thing I wanted to say about this was, like, other than the fact that it's been, like, weird, the fact that our podcast has hit a year, was I was going to explain where we got the name K-Casters and the name of the name of the podcast itself, which was K-Popcast Podcast.
Man, I don't even remember this story.
Well, the thing was, it was supposed to be K-Cast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we came up with K-Casters. But the night that we put out our first 2 podcasts, we put out 2 the same night, I was extremely drunk, and you put me in charge of it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
So that's how it became K-Popcast Podcast.
We're a mess. Oh my god, we're a mess.
That's what happens when you let drunk me do things. Cause it was just straight up supposed to be K-Cast.
Has been us spilling tea where we seem like we have like 8 brain cells. And then you get to this part of the podcast, and suddenly we share half.
I appreciate the fact that it's an even number, so we each equally have 4 brain cells normally.
Yeah.
That's a step. Normally I have, like, 3.
Well, 3 would make it uneven, because I clearly hold all the brain cells here.
Bullshit.
It's clearly me.
It would, maybe it would have been, then we would have had the right, you know, name.
I mean, I don't know.
And it's funny now, because when we try and say our podcast name, it just comes out as such a fucking tongue twister.
K-pop cast podcast.
I was like, when we say it slow, it's fine. When you go to say it as, you know, one word, K-pop cast podcast. Oh, wow, I did it.
Yay! K-pop cast podcast. Oh, yeah.
I think it's a good spot to end this.
Yeah.
Bye, K-casters.
Bye, K-casters.